What's up, everybody? I'm JJ John Jastrzemski.
And I'm Jason Goff. And if you haven't heard, The Ringer has gone local.
I'm bringing the fire. I'm bringing the rain from the Big Apple with my show, New York, New York.
And I'm repping Chi-Town with my new show, The Full Goal, on all things Chicago.
We've got episodes 3 nights a week with all the reaction to the local teams and guests.
Plus bonus episodes around all the big games and storylines.
So whether you're uptown, downtown, in the burbs, or a transplant,
make sure you follow New York, New York, and The Full Goal on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
Thursday edition, sports cards nonsense.
I'm fine with that. Leave it. That was it right there. Go ahead. Keep going.
So we're okay with this?
Yep.
You're listening to sports cards nonsense, friends, and Michael Gioseffi is already on his way out. We're about 1 minute in. He's already packing his bags. He's shutting it down. He's ready for the weekend. TGIT, am I right? Thank goodness it's Thursday.
I waited for 90 minutes today for my electricians to come and fix my doorbell. They were 90 minutes late, and then they didn't fix the doorbell. So,
can we all agree that Mike's new house has been a detriment to the podcast?
Yes.
I think we can all say that.
Some would just leave it at Mike has been a detriment to the podcast. We have a unbelievably
solid,
super packed show.
Solid show.
It's going to be fantastic. Jesse is going to get right. Here's the only thing I was a little bummed about. Last minute. Hopefully he gets back to me.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw our Twitter message. That guy, Paul, used to be a Nashville radio guy. One of the few radio people I actually find entertaining. I was going to have him come on and talk some Titans with us. He did not respond. So maybe next week. I told him five
Titans?
To 10 minutes.
Bro.
But having said that, we have no guests today. Just a terrific threesome of me, Ronick, and Jesse.
Ronick, so, you in?
He's in.
He's going to unmute and he's in.
Sure.
He's in. We're doing it.
We got to get going, though. Ronick has a big meeting here in a few minutes, so we got to get moving. Give us the rundown.
Well, it would be my honor, Mr. Gioseffi. Okay. The rundown. Tiny picture.
Okay, hang on. You did this the other day. You can't say rundown like that and then do your voice to say the first thing. You just have to give the rundown has to be a more matter-of-fact thing. And then you go into tiny picture.
Okay, that's fair. That's a fair criticism
Start
to how
again.
I run the show. All right, it's the rundown, people. Is that okay? That
nope.
was not...
Keep going. Keep the tone and go.
We're going to start out with tiny picture.
You just screwed it up. Mike and Don't do that. That's what I'm saying. Just give the breakdown. We're going to do some takes on sports cards. We're going to talk about NFT
people
stuff. We got a release. I just did the rundown for you.
They want to see the process. How does
it's
the show
much.
Work? And this is how it works, people. So we're doing tiny pictures instead of big pictures today. We got two tinies instead of one big. Look forward to that. We got new releases. We've got a segment called Jesse Has a Question.
See, I like this. If you just do it like this, the first, like a 45-second intro, I love that.
Yeah,
no
but most
other
people
things,
don't
though.
Have such hardcore ADD as you, and they're okay with like letting something play out for a second.
Most people wouldn't be successful podcast hosts like you and I are, so I don't care about most. I'm saying this is good. You're
this
doing this
is, no,
well
this
now.
Is good. And that being said, we're going to finish it out with a number of smaller pictures and then a mailbag segment. Mike, let's take it away with tiny picture. Read and react.
This is a new segment. I said we should do this once a week, maybe once a month. I don't know. I also get bored with stuff a lot. A lot of the hot takes thing has become a thing recently. Hot takes in the media, hot takes about sports, hot takes about cards. Almost everybody. First of all, anytime you're about to give a statement and you say, hey, here's a hot take, there's a few people who probably are not stupid that say that, but the majority are. There's a few people for The Ringer who say that who I think are fantastic people. Anybody who doesn't work for The Ringer who says that, it's a terrible thing. So Jesse
cut
has
to somebody
Jesse,
cutting Jesse all the times the we've interns, said hot takes.
Jesse and the interns have put together a list because there's not one big story today. So we're just going to kind of read and react to card news around the world and just jump around today. It's a not gulag. What is this thing you said? What do we call it?
Gulag.
The gulag.
I think it's gulag. That's the. I said goulash, otherwise known as a casserole. Maybe it's just a hodgepodge of a tiny little bits to make a great thing.
All right. So read and react. I have not seen these yet. Jesse's going to read it. I'm going to react to it. Horrible right. Open today. I'm sorry. This is on me, not Jesse. Jesse did all the other work, actually.
People are going to say it was the great opening, and you're just being negative Nancy. That being said, our first read and react.
Okay.
I need to first ask you, do you know who this person is who said this? Lewis Riddick?
He's an NFL guy.
Okay.
He's a commentator.
Yes, he is.
He's an ESPN personality, I guess.
Yeah, I just wanted to confirm you actually knew, like, this is a person in case it matters. But his comment was this, and he's referring to the Jacksonville coach. Urban Meyer, yeah. He says, this is the biggest failure of leadership on the part of a coach, probably in the history in the NFL. As far as his career in the NFL, it's over.
Done.
It's done.
That's a great take. Yeah, I actually think that's a very good take. I'm going to spin this around to cards too. Fantastic take. Urban Meyer is a train wreck between going out to the bar with, 20-year-olds who are not his wife, kicking a guy, making comments to people in the locker room, and just being an overall garbage human being and coach. Fantastic. I got a call the other day from my brother, actually, 2 days ago. Russ was like, hey, should I start buying Trevor Lawrence stuff now?
Yeah.
And I was like, man, not yet. However, I think this is the best thing could have happened to Trevor. Urban Meyer is just a tool. That's an underused word, and it's very fitting here.
So appropriate.
I don't think we're ever going to see him again, and I think it's going to lead to the improvement of Trevor Lawrence in the offseason.
Okay.
Card spin on this hot take. That's not my hot take. My take is not a hot take. Mine is a reaction take.
Okay.
I would say good news for Trevor Lawrence moving forward. That's a guy now in the offseason. I know people are giving up on him because we need to see quarterbacks come in and be awesome day one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's not always the case. And I think he's going to be good, but I think this is a great step in him moving forward. Good take, Louis. I almost called him Louis C.K. That's a comedian. Who's this guy? Lewis Riddick.
Lewis Riddick. Yep. There you go. All right. Next hot take. Skip Bayless, your boy.
Oh, God.
Kevin Durant is easily the best player on the planet. Can't wait to talk about him on tomorrow's Undisputed. Have a good night. I feel like you and him have a lot in common right now.
Why can't Kevin Durant ever win on a team that's not unbelievably loaded with Steph and Clay if he's the best player on the planet? Skip's a clown. Skip is like this guy. He just says dumb things to get to watch that antiquated show, and that's fine. In terms of hobby news, I love KD as a buy in the hobby. Like his rookie stuff, I think, is vastly undervalued. I think he is unbelievable. He's the best player on the planet. I mean, I would say Giannis is playing better than anybody in the world over the last 6 months of the season. And he does it when it counts in the playoffs. But granted, Durant played great against him last year. Giannis won the championship. I mean, I don't know if anybody's playing better than Steph Curry right now in the NBA. That's what I'm saying, though. Dumb things like this. KD had an unbelievable week. We know that KD can score as good as anybody probably in the history of basketball. Is he going to be the head and shoulders best player on the team that wins a championship? I don't care what he does in the regular season anymore. In terms of card value as well, I don't care. KD, you got to see him do it on the big stage.
I don't know if he has enough hair for head and shoulders, to be fair.
Not great on the hair. He's got that bald thing going. Yep. Also hurting his market. But historically, I think his card markets are his rookie market is very cheap. He's a top, Simmons is going to tell you he's a top 10 player just about to pass Kobe. I think that's a stretch.
Yeah.
Not that I would ever say our boss is wrong about anything, but... He's wrong about that, though.
How dare you?
But yeah, if he wins a championship this year, cool. I just don't know what the next thing is he has to do to improve his standing overall.
So overall, your opinion on Skip Bayless' hot take?
every take Skip Bayless has ever had is terrible.
True or false? You would disagree with any take, even if he said Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. You would find something wrong with it.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, probably.
I just can't stand. He's like a shock jock. And I'm just like, dude, sure. You're like 65. Like, I don't get it. He's cool guy.
He was the first cool guy
to not wear the tie on a show, like unbuttoned collar. It's like, we get it, dude. Like, I'm not wearing a tie either. Like, fantastic. I don't say ridiculous things just to be cute. I'm cute because I say ridiculous things.
Oh, I like how you flipped the script.
Are any of these card takes, by the way? This is too much sports talk.
There's a couple card takes in here. But that's the thing. It's hard to... Listen, the guys did their best to find hot takes.
I also threw this at Max.
When did you ask this question?
Yeah, I threw this at Max and Denton this morning.
There you go.
Okay, that's fine.
There you go. All right. So here's a hot card take for you. Well, it kind of stinks because you already answered it. Assuming the Jaguars hire a QB-friendly head coach, is now the time to gobble up all the cheap T-Law cards?
That's a question.
Well, that was his hot take,
no.
I think, in the...
Okay, that's fine.
It's one of those questions you ask and you're not expecting an answer back.
Let me rephrase Rob's hot take. I'm buying up Trevor Lawrence cards now. To the moon. Wrong. Just wait till the offseason. They're 2-11. They're not going to do anything this year. I don't think there's any indicators on the board in the next 4 months that say Trevor Lawrence's market should improve. But having said that, I do think the kid's talented. I think now you get a real head coach in the next year. They actually have some cap money. I do think Trevor Lawrence is an interesting play in the offseason.
I've got a number of hot takes, actually, because we put up a poll on Instagram. Guys came back with these. These are from you, the listeners. BB Lightning says Burrow equals buy now. Guys played unbelievable and is underrated. This team is on the verge. Would you disagree with that, considering our last episode?
I do. I disagree. Yeah, I think he's great. I think he's very good. I don't think he's undervalued, though. Look at how expensive his stuff is. And I don't think there's going to be, another Simmons take gone wrong. I was listening to him with Russillo the other day. I think it was Russillo. He thinks they're coming out of the AFC North. I do not. I don't think they're winning. I don't think they're getting to the playoffs. I still don't think that based on what we talked about. So I think if anything, Burrow is a hold because there's a lot of positive upside in the future. Kid's going to be great. Or he is a sell now to rebuy in the offseason. I would not be buying him though. We'll see what happens Sunday, but I don't think they're making the playoffs.
Jokic my nugs 15. I feel like I shouldn't have read that.
I don't know what it is.
That's their username. And now that I'm reading it out loud, it sounds bad. Joker is top 4 player in the NBA and his card prices don't come close to reflecting that. That is his hot take.
It's not even a hot take. It is just a take. And it's very reasonable take. He had another triple-double last night. At some point, Jamal Murray's back. I still think that's a super dangerous team in the West. I like Joker. I love him. I think he's great. MVP last year. I mean, maybe MVP again this year. Who knows? He's going to be in the discussion at least. He's another one, though. When people have had this much success early like he has... And like recently, I should say, won the MVP. A couple decent little playoff runs the last 2 years. I start thinking like, okay, so if it hasn't moved now and the market is colder now than it was a year ago, what does he have to do to get that movement?
Yeah.
I like Joker as a buy if you are not in the flip game because I think he's very good. He's going to go down as one of the best players of this generation. But I don't think I'm not buying him with the intent of like, hey, in 3 weeks, I'm selling.
Aqua the Kid PK. People on eBay are idiots and should figure out how to actually use the app. Hot take?
His name is Aqua. I mean, I don't know. What are we supposed to do with that?
You disagree? Overall, eBay, we get so many comments on eBay because it's kind of like the foundation for many guys in their card hobby. Do you feel like there's a lot of people who don't know what they're doing? Or overall, your experience, you've had positive, negative?
I've actually had nothing but good experience. I don't use it all that often anymore. And when I do, I can sign things. But I buy off eBay still. I have no issue with eBay. I think there's, I don't know. I've never really had I'm sure I have. There's just nothing that like stands out. Someone's calling me from Chatham, New York.
Don't you dare. All the celebrity cards I've gotten recently.
We do have to take this because I just got a message from my sales rep and he said it was a big thing. And this is a different number.
All right, just answer it and we'll keep it on air if it's worth it.
We can cut it.
Unless it's
good.
Hello,
Mike.
Hello. open enrollment is here.
Was it worth it? We're keeping it. And
here's the deal. You can keep it.
I'm cutting that. I'm cutting
it. No, Ronick, don't you dare.
You can keep it. Here's the thing. My sales rep, pain in the butt if you're a breaker. If you move, you have to get a whole new resale license in your state. And I filled out a bunch of paperwork. Autumn finally did it. He had just texted me. I know they are out of New York. I got anxious that that was it. Good news, though. Open enrollment is here. Hot take. That's what I heard from that phone call.
That's
okay,
a real ahead. Hot take. Yep. Cole, Jeffrey Creason, 34. It's hard. You try reading the names, bro.
I didn't say a word, dude. What are you talking about?
You under your breath. We all heard it. Cole Anthony is the third best player from last year's class, and he is still underrated.
Third best?
I don't know where you got the third.
I guess it's in the discussion, right? Ronick would know better than I. Ronick's a basketball guy. Ronick, aside from LaMelo and the Ant-Man, I guess you could probably make a reasonable case that Cole Anthony's the best, right?
So far, yeah. It has to be him. But, I mean, okay. Wiseman barely played, so I don't know.
What about Maxey?
He's good, but I think Cole Anthony's probably putting up better numbers, if that matters to you. But Maxey's team is winning more, so.
Okay. So that part of the take is not unreasonable. You want to say he's number three? That's kind of what I thought as well. Undervalued, though. Again, what is he? He doesn't win games. I compare him more to Kevin Love. He's putting up unbelievable stat lines and not winning games. I wouldn't spend money. He's another guy. What's the play to buy his stuff right now?
Well,
I don't get it.
To be
what are you looking
fair,
at? Your eyes are getting very
to be completely fair yep. to Jeffrey. He didn't say undervalued. He did say underrated. But his value is, let's say, for his silver prism raw. Not graded. It's going for like $36. We pull up Anthony Ed. I'm doing it. Real time, people.
Phonetically. Sound it out.
Real time. I'm just comparing his
Anthony
silver.
Edwards, though, is a stud.
We're just comparing. If he's third, I want to compare him to second place.
3 pointers yesterday in a game. Yeah, and they're winning.
Oh, wow. So his 2020 Prism Huge. Silver Raw is going for
300.
233. Not too
As
far
it
off.
Should be. He's playing unbelievable on a team that is very relevant right now. LaMelo playing very good on a team that's playing well.
But one place down drops like, what is that, 90% or something?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. What kind of buzz is there in Orlando? Disney World, fantastic. Go throw up on a roller coaster. Don't tell me, but I just call Anthony. I don't know what to do with him. It's not a shot on him. It's a shot on his card market hobby value.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's fair. All right. Let's do just a couple more of these. Let's see. Russell Wilson is no longer a top 10 quarterback in the league from Tenacious TTMs.
Yeah. I mean, he's not healthy enough to do it. And when he has been, he's played underwhelming this year.
So you're on board with that take?
Okay. I don't mind his historic rookie card value, though. I do think there's still a value play there. But again, he's kind of more the long-term guy. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I think he's a good investment, good type of guy if you want to just hold long-term. Hey, I wanted to have a quarterback, Super Bowl winner. He's great. I mean, but yeah, he's a mobile quarterback who's 8 years into his career and had some injuries. You know, at some point, you slow down.
Okay.
I also would not be shocked, though, if next year, after week 10, we were saying he's a front runner for the MVP.
I just got a direct message of a hot take. This is from Michael Tucker. Oh, this is actually, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm going to say this is more of a mailbag because it's in the form of a question. So I'm not going to use that one yet.
Do you have one more hot take then?
I do then.
You do. Okay. Sorry.
Fees cards. Duncan should be rated higher all time than Kobe. Oh, I Correct. Feel like we just triggered people.
Oh, we did because Kobe died and all of a sudden became better all time than he was before that. Yeah, Duncan absolutely should. I think they're close, but yes, I agree. Yep. I think historically, you talk about the most criminal comparison of values all time, Kobe Bryant rookie values compared to Tim Duncan's. How are they 5 to 10x makes zero sense in the world. Tim Duncan's unbelievable. I think historically he is more criminally undervalued, you could almost argue, than anybody. People hate big men in basketball, though, in the hobby. Always been a thing. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is another good example of that. I would say he's the second greatest player of all time. His rookie card market is dirt cheap compared to some other people.
Speaking of big men in the hobby, another hot take is Zion is fat and done as an investment.
Oh, man. Shot right to the heart. Did your wife write that to read to me to ruin my day? You know, I really am starting to wonder with this kid. Another setback this week. They're not being very specific. I have just decided I am not selling those cards for a loss until I get absolutely obliterated. So if it comes out next week, he's not playing the rest of the year. That's why I have like my tier system here. I will literally put him in the lock box. Oh, here's a little product drop. I use Zion cases. Zioncases.com, 10% discount code, nonsense. Those lock boxes, I literally have for that reason. For guys like that, where I'm just like, hey, no plans to sell until something crazy happens. It's going to take a long time. I will just put them in that box and put it back in the attic and forget about them. And a year from now, somebody will be like, hey, Zion is 190 pounds and has a 12-pack. I'm going up to the attic to get the cards. So
that's probably not the worst idea. You are one of these who is, you will hold until you're either dead or you've somehow made money. And oftentimes you've made money, which is surprising. All right. I think that's good for hot takes. You know what? Here's a hot take that no one said anything about. Sports Cards Nonsense was very accurate with their take on the Mac Jones Donruss PSA 10 overall pricing.
What is that doing right now? Do you know?
So the first on record sold for $430, the first Mac Jones Donruss PSA 10.
Let's fast track this. Because then Hang on. Remember, it was $3,000 and the couple it sold the day before. This was a show 2 or 3 weeks ago. And that's when we just ran, like, this is the most ridiculous thing of all time. The next show, you were like, dude, maybe people are listening. It had dropped all the way down to like $1,100, right?
I think like $1,300.
$1,300, okay. Yeah. I hope that card's like $600.
It is $455. So almost exactly where it was when it first started.
Do you have the pop count on that?
It is now up to 568.
It was 37 or 34 a couple weeks ago.
It's insane.
I'm actually surprised it's not higher than that, to be honest with you.
Well, hang on. Let me look. Didn't Matt or Indy say something about the specific numbers? Yeah. He said that there's 3 weeks ago, there was only 14 of these. Now there's 568. Absolutely insane. And
I want to know where this card tops out. Does this in 6 months, is this a Zion card where this 10,000?
Right now, there are 6 Justin Fields and 49 Trevor Lawrences. And yet there's that many. That's crazy.
I mean, there's no market for those cards. The other ones, the value of the cost of grading doesn't make sense. Okay, let me say this then. A little criticism for this part of the show. My fault. I was like, hey, there's not a strong open. I want to start with this new segment. We didn't put enough time into it because it was a last minute thing.
Dude, your criticism, I don't think it was bad.
I don't either. Max and Denton did fine. I think I do want to do this at least once a week. Not every show. Once a week.
What? Not once a week. That's a lot, bro.
Every 2 weeks. Okay. It doesn't have to be the lead ever again. Although sometimes it could be. I think we need to make it. And again, this would be like, hey, we're going to do this in a week. Keep an eye on things so I can give them time. I think we make it very strictly hobby influencer, other hobby podcasts, like very hobby specific. And then I think this would be a much better fit. I think we've got the bones here, as you like to say. The bones are good.
I say that a lot.
You know, I'm
famous for that.
So we will improve this segment and revamp it next week, I think.
Prediction. We never do the segment again.
It's also very, very, very possible. We don't have a show next Thursday. Oh, yeah, we do.
Next Thursday, we do. 2 weeks from today, we do not.
All right, Max and Denton, next Thursday, let's try for this again. And it's not going to be the open.
All right.
Roasted. Move on.
Next tiny picture. We'll just touch on this real quick. This is kind of cool. Indy, our number one intern.
Are we calling him
Indy. You said Max. I don't know.
Sean
what we're doing
said he doesn't
anymore.
Like the name. I don't know what to say.
I haven't heard that from him. And you know Sean is notorious.
All right, what's
lying.
Indy's next thing?
I'm kidding.
Oh,
Sean.
The chart. Is this a prism chart?
This is the prism chart.
All right, guys, if you put up with that first 15 minutes of crap, this is actually an important
thing. Stop talking bad about the show, bro.
I was actually very impressed with this research.
Oh my God.
Give a little lay of the land here, because I did think this was interesting.
So, bottom line, Indy put together a list from 2012 to 2020. Top Prism rookies from each class. And he ranked these based on the top player, their value. And we start off, would you...
It's not even funny. I'm so sorry.
He's laughing at me. I know that. I don't know what I did.
I know there is no world in which I think I am smarter or more intelligent than you.
Nice.
But every once in a while, there's like a little thing. And I'm like, he has... Bottom line is not how you open to give a full explanation of a subject.
I dislike
it's the littlest thing.
Who
I think
you
it's hilarious.
Are at your
bottom
core.
Line, I'm going to give you the most detailed breakdown now you've ever heard in your life. I ruined this thing. Please start again without bottom line because this is actually a good segment. But just don't say that and I'll keep it together. That's fair.
JG Mafia attack. Sports Boy Mafia attack. Please, just let him have it. Top of the line. Top
Perfect.
Prism rookies from each class ranked. Yep. Does that help you?
I love this. Yeah, so he went and found the best-selling card of Prism starting in 2012. I think it was the best-selling, correct?
Yes. Tops, as far as whatever sold for the highest value as it stands right now.
Gotcha.
So with that being said, we rank it from least selling to top, their least value to top value. Number 9, 2016. Do you have a thought who this is?
Ben Simmons.
Murray.
Oh, Jamal's in there. That's right. I actually almost said Jaylen Brown. I forgot about Jamal Murray. Are we talking PSA 10s for all these?
PSA 10s, yes.
$200? $250?
$155.
Oh, see, I like that. And here's the difference. Now, here's, I want to highlight this as we go. We're not going to highlight every single one of these. $155. He's coming back in time for the playoffs. I love that team. I'm going to guess the pop on that's like 500 or 1,000.
Very close. 733.
Great. Okay. Keep that number in mind. 733. Base is the devil. There's too much. People are stupid. 2016 Prism is not too much. Under 1,000. Okay. I love that card as a buy. I would hold off a little longer, but I do like Jamal.
Number 8. 2017.
Alexa's talking.
God, it's like squirrel. ADD boy, focus up.
Well, I got an electronic voice in my living room yelling at me.
2017. Who's the player?
Tatum.
Yes, sir. How much are we talking?
Now, is this a recent sale or it's not the historic high? It's a
no,
recent
no, no.
Sale.
These are recent sale. Yeah, all most
Dude,
recent.
Dude, I bet
sales.
He's about the same. 170.
193. But
okay.
Completely different pop count.
15.
5,400.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That is what I mean. How does that, now he's playing and he's active and he's good. 5,400 isn't totally ridiculous, but because that card could still get to $300-$400 and it's okay. But in the new world now that we're in, that card is never going to get to $1,000 and it never should with that kind of a pop count. So I'm okay on Tatum. I don't know that I'm chasing him, though, for that price. Crazy difference, 1 year difference, though, from 16 to 17.
Absolutely. 2019.
Zion.
Yep.
Which is funny. He's down to, what, $200 now?
The fact that he's still $200 and the pop count is what it is insane.
Is it 20,000?
20,000.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm buying John Morant's for $165 right now over Zion's for $200.
That's crazy.
Insane pop. Yep. Next.
2014.
Cat?
Levine.
Zach Levine. Zach,
there it is.
Dang it. What,
so
is
close.
Zach doing 275-ish? 250?
230. Man, how do you
What's
know
the pop?
This?
Yeah, this pop count's low.
400.
Yeah. See, I like him. And he's a guy I do like in the regular season. As opposed to these other guys where I'm like, hey, it's got to be postseason success to boost the card market. I think Levine, if they're at one point within the number one seed, come, you know, January 20th, and they've, you know, have the best record in the league, which they could potentially have. I think that's when that card could pick up more traction. I like Levine. I don't trust him to win the playoffs yet because I haven't seen any of those guys do it singularly, but I do like that. That's interesting, and that's a crazy low pop. Okay.
All right.
I'm not going to get another single one of these, I bet.
2020.
Oh, LaMelo.
God.
So I lied. Is it not? Is it Anthony Edwards?
Who am I? I'm Mike laughing at something stupid you say. That's what it feels like. That's really, what it feels like.
You're really red. See, this is the reaction. You just laugh back. It's okay.
No, it's not
is
okay.
Is it Anthony Edwards?
It's Anthony Edwards, yes.
Okay. Right now, man, he's outselling LaMelo right now? Is he doing 400?
He's doing 359. The pop count.
It doesn't make sense. Yeah, it won't make any sense. 200.
Yeah. 113.
Yeah, you got to be careful here.
Yeah, because that's another Mac Jones situation.
I love the player. I am not messing with 2020 base stuff unless it's cheap.
Okay.
But unbelievable player. I wonder what LaMelo's doing right now. He's got to be close to that.
Oh, I already gave away. I said what the next player was instead of the year.
I didn't hear you.
Okay, what year? 2015.
Giannis?
No, he was not even that year.
Oh, he was 13. I'm stupid. Yep. 2015, it's got to be Booker or Joker. Booker?
Yes, it is one of those, and that is not correct. It is Joker. He is going for...
5?
Close, 467.
So low. And what's that pop? 600?
700.
Dude, again, that's another number, though.
That
card is being victimized because it's a base card, and base is terrible, not when there's 600 in the population. That's a great buy. I bought the one in Wisconsin for like $800, and it was a steal at the time.
Man, oh. This is actually, I like a lot of this information because it has been all classified as base being the devil,
yeah.
But there's still, base is not always the devil, friends.
And it gives you apples to apples comparisons, which I like. Prism is it's the same across the board, but everything else is totally different. That's insane that it's that cheap.
Our top three highest valued, the year is 2018.
Luka.
There you go.
He's just about 5, right? Or under 5 now?
I feel like you're like looking at the 485.
Mm-hmm. But pop count of 19,000?
18,000. Dude, your brain
some of these are very... So that's stupid. How is he outselling Joker? If you ask somebody to win this year, who are you taking? I would say the majority are taking Joker. Ronick, you're a basketball guy. Put aside money. Put aside everything else. Although Joker's team is much better as well. If you could have one guy to win this year, Joker, Luka. Yeah, I think the majority would say that. A fraction of the amount of pop count, and he's cheaper. That makes no sense to me. So you got that. 2012 we didn't do in 2013. So you That's got
correct. Which one's
okay,
next?
So I don't know the order though. Is Giannis next or is he first?
He's not next.
So 2012 is a crazy year. Is it Anthony Davis?
Nope.
Dude, the 2012 Prism class is also two classes combined because of the lockout. It's like Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, right? Is it Kawhi?
Nope.
Damian Lillard's that year?
Nope.
Kyrie Irving is that year?
Nope.
Oh, it's got to be Klay.
There he is.
Is Klay $800?
Klay is $742.
Okay, with a pop count on Klay, I don't even, 300?
741.
See, that to me, though, is a properly priced card.
You think
I'm
so?
I'm okay with the value. Okay. It's also first year Prism, under 1,000. If in 10 years from now you told me that card was selling for $3,000, wouldn't be surprised. It's the flagship year of Prism. First year, inaugural year, and Klay's a stud, and he's just coming back. I'm okay with that. Giannis is the crazy one here. I sold 2 Giannis cards last July. I say last. Hang on here. Oh, this would have been a year ago. So a year and a half ago now. After COVID started.
Okay.
August and September of 2020. $7,200. I got a check in the mail for that, by the way. And $6,700 or $6,800.
Wait. Whoa. You sold each one?
Individually, that's what they were going.
What
I had bought those cards for $3,000 and $3,500, and I was like, man, everything's picking up steam. It's going to go crazy. Sold them almost. That's one of the few times I've actually sold at almost the absolute high. I bet today that card. So give me the pop. So that's a 2013 Prism PSA 10 pop, $2,700. Interesting. So maybe that's why.
Well, it's probably gone up quite a bit since you were selling them at that price.
Is it selling for $1,500 anymore?
It's selling for exactly $1,500.
So that card was $2,400 the day they won the finals. How does that card with that low of a pop? This is what I mean about about just being a totally different market now. Luka hits a game winner in the opening series against the Clippers a year and a half ago. Prism, $2,000, despite there being over 10,000 at the time. Giannis, 2 MVPs. On path to being a top 10 all-time guy, coming off a championship, a fraction of the pop, and he's $1,500. That's insane to me.
That is actually, that's kind of insane. Yeah. The fact that it was that much too. And that was like,
it is a lot higher pop than I would have thought.
When you sold that, you were in August of 2020. Even when the market spiked in January, February through March, the highest ever got to was like $3,500.
Oh, yeah. It totally tanked after that. It never got anywhere near it.
Yeah. Wow.
That's wild, dude.
All right. We did it. Two tiny pictures knocked out.
I like that. That's quality work there by Max. I like that. I think you presented that well. I like that segment. We made up for the it was average segment open. I like that section. Okay, next.
This episode is brought to you by Thomas's.
Thomas's presents Pondering the Bagel with Tom.
Oh, the paradox of the bagel. Tis crunchy yet soft. Tis filling yet has a hole. Tis a vehicle for spreads, but only travels from toaster to plate. Thomas's, huzzah, a toast to breakfast.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com.
Jedi are being murdered.
On June 4th, Star Wars returns, only on Disney Plus.
I didn't do it! Believe me!
She was my student. Let me be the one to bring her in.
Now she is a student of the dark side. An acolyte.
Star Wars: The Acolyte. 2-episode premiere June 4th, only on Disney Plus.
2021 Bowman Inception release tomorrow.
Oh yeah, releases tomorrow. This is the first time they've had Bowman Inception in years. It's interesting. I was a little underwhelmed with the checklist, but I do think it's going to sell well. I think it's going to do well like Inception. Nice patches, good checklist. I mean, you got Austin Martin, Spencer Torkelson, Julio Rodriguez. It's a prospect product though. I think it's trading around $3,000, you know, for a PYT, for a random teams break. I don't mind it. It has a lot of big names. I was
$3,000
for the case.
Oh, for the case. Okay.
I was hoping though, and I think there's two autographs a box, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. You know, I was really hoping they were just going to totally, because it's first year coming back. I was hoping they were going to say, hey, you know what? We're putting Wander in this. We're putting Jason Dominguez in there. You know, just absolutely go crazy and load it up. I think it's an above average checklist, but for the first year release, I was just like, man, they're going to go crazy. They're going to put everybody in. Adley Rauschman, Bobby Witt. I think you could have added six more names and this could have been like unbelievable. Like, hey, crazy good value here. I think it's a good value still. I think this is
well, you haven't said what the value is for the box.
Well, it's $3,000 a case. So it's, what is that? $250 a box?
Selling for $200 a box on Bowman right now. Or it will be. That's what
on Blowout?
I'm sorry, not Bowman. On Blowout.
Wait a minute. Am I wrong about this? I thought it was way more than that. So it's only $2,400 a case?
12 box based case, on your right? math. Yeah, I mean, this is selling. It's saying $200, but I'll pull up the case real quick.
Dude, I comped this yesterday, and it was $31.99 on Blowout.
What?
This is 2021 Bowman Inception, not Topps Inception.
No, here's the thing. You're right. It is $3,100, but it's not a 12-box case. It's a 16-box case.
Okay. I'll be honest then, I do kind of like that because now you got 32 hits plus parallels. Actually, I do kind of think that's cool, which is makes sense. Topps Inception is 16 boxes. Yeah, I wasn't thinking about that right. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Again, and I'm biased. I always say that because I am. I wouldn't mess with this as like a random team break, though. Like, I'm not buying a random team for $100.
Yeah.
But I would take a stab at some of these big teams for $200 and a pick your team.
Okay.
Or some of the cheaper teams for $20. I do actually think this is going to be decent, and it's the first year coming back. What's curious how this goes.
When you go into a break and you get a random team, what's that break called? Because I know it's PYT when you get to pick, but what's
it's just called a random team break.
Oh, just random team break. Okay. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, so I'd mess around. I know Eddie has at least a couple of cases of this. Here's the other thing that's good. We only got allocated two cases of this. For as big of an account as Eddie has, that means they're not making a ton of this stuff, which is a good thing. And it's first year. I just think it could be an interesting product. And if you're going to focus on baseball right now, who knows when the pros are going to have action again. but the prospects are going to be playing soon winter ball. So I do think it's interesting.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case, before we get to our tiny little
Can I give tiny, a quick shout out pictures, here? I never get to do this.
Go ahead, bud. You do it.
I was sitting down yesterday. I still help try to make like pricing lists and stuff for Eddie because I just sit around all day anyways. Group break checklists is what I use for that. It's literally just a website. I think the guy's name is Jimmy. He goes through and just takes manufacturer's lists and literally goes team by team, every player on the team and each individual card you could potentially hit with them. So if you're ever like, how do I know? Okay, he talks about PYT, a pick your team break, but how do I know what?
That's checklist how you know.
Sites like that, like that one is awesome. So
that's pretty cool.
Be paying us to say that, but those guys, it's a
everybody
great
gets one. That's your that's one free one group break.
That's what I use for everything. GBC, group break checklists. I've been using those things for years. I did think it was worth mentioning. It's a very handy tool.
Thank you. There have been a number of guys who've been asking for like, where do you go for this kind of information? That's where you go. That's perfect.
Yeah. How do I know if Wander Franco has autos in there? Go to the checklist.
So kind of along those same lines, Jesse has a question. That's the same thing as all the other segment sounds. But yeah. Guess what? We spent $11,000 on equipment yesterday for the new office. Hang on.
Does that include my laptop and all the other stuff?
No, your laptop is your personal laptop.
I'm up to like 15 grand. We're up to like 15 total.
Well, you and I are up to 11, whatever I put in there. Your laptop is your bill. That being said, some of that equipment is pretty cool where when we do the podcast in studio, because granted, we're doing a lot of this for the YouTube show, but when we do the podcast in studio together, which I would like to do pretty often, the equipment if we can do every episode, sure, why not?
I was going to say, we haven't discussed that. I was planning on doing we're going to be paying for this building.
I agree, but I know at one point you also said you don't mind still doing it from the house. So I'm flexible as far as that goes. But all that being said, if we are doing it in the studio, the equipment that we got actually has a feature where I can do all those sound effects, including like if we, you know, so Ronick doesn't even have to worry about it. Cause I know Ronick said, send us the sound file, but sometimes it's like, I know the exact drop and I know how to put it there and I don't want to have to explain it when I want it. So it'll be cool. We can do things like that.
You were excited about this. I figured you got
some
stuff.
I spent
about
like 4 or 5 hours going over not only like what we're buying, but like how I'm going to use it. So it was fun.
I am actually just excited too, because I think like with the shared screens and all that stuff, like the big monitors, you'll be able to like show me like, hey, this, you know, I am excited about that. But yeah, I think we're going to do the vast majority of podcasts in there, obviously all the YouTube shows. So if you're not on the YouTube channel yet, that's going to start up soon. Sports Cards Nonsense Original right there. That's the name of the YouTube. But yeah, I am excited. I think it'll add something else to the podcast. I do agree with that.
I don't know if that's the name of the podcast though, or the YouTube.
That's the name
original?
Of the YouTube channel.
Just sports. Oh yeah,
sports cards nonsense.
It's sports cards nonsense. Yeah, sports cards nonsense.
What else you got?
Jesse has a question. So this kind of stems from when we went to the to Nash Cards the other day. I kind of mentioned how I was overwhelmed with the amount of selection. And bottom line, what I wanted to know at the end of the day was, what do I want to buy, especially as someone who has never been as big of a sports guy and more in it for the investment side of things? What's the card or card, what's a card type, is that what you would say, as far as the product that I want to buy for each sport that is the chase card?
Let me answer your question with a question. Did you think that was a proper use of bottom line right there? How did you feel about that?
That was my only question. So bottom line, that was it, and there I have nothing else to say. Now
so
it's
like,
you,
what is the chase product for every sport?
Yeah. Yeah. Like what's the one that everyone goes after because that has the card or at least has the most value in it?
Okay. Okay. Basketball and football. Again, some guys like, I don't rip that. I hate it. In general, I would think Prism and National Treasures for those two sports.
Prism and National Treasures for both of those. Okay.
Baseball. I think baseball to me is almost two categories of sport. Prospect guys are going Bowman Chrome, Bowman Draft. One of those three, depending on checklist. Those are prospect guys, though. Guys who are just in there to like chase the like chase vets. Yes, rookies, but not prospects. So like a rookie and vet list. You know, like a Topps Triple Threads is super popular. Guys rip that every year.
Is there a lot of that product or
not a ton? It's not super overprinted. that's probably got to be close to the top. Like, I mean, there's some cool stuff. I feel like Topps Dynasty, I think, comes out next week. But it's one card. The box is like $400 or $500.
Oh, wow.
You know, now, okay. Granted, it's an awesome card, but there's also a bunch of $50 hits. I think Triple Threads, though, I think a lot of people who are not prospect guys would probably lean towards Triple Threads. Five-star is decent.
So baseball is a little scattered,
it sounds
like. Baseball
is much more of a categorical thing.
Okay.
You know, like I'm chasing, yeah, very, very much so. Yep.
But as far as football, basketball, Prism, National Treasures.
Prism and National Treasures.
But National Treasures is historically much more expensive, right?
More. I don't know if it's much more. Prism stuff is insane.
Oh, okay.
Like 2020 Prism football right now is like $20,000.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, that's crazy. All right. Thank you. That's for me and okay. For all the new guys out there who are trying to figure out where they need to start. So okay. Thank you.
I would say don't start. I mean, that's the highest, you know, high top of the hill. So,
well, I look at it as more of an investment type of thing. So if I'm going to spend a little bit of money on it, then yeah, that's where
it's like Jesse's investment corner.
That's what lay it was.
Sit on my couch. Tell me your problems.
Thank you,
I don't know
sir.
If that applies really.
No, it doesn't. All right. The tiny, tiny pictures. Tomorrow.
Stay with the tiny theme. Okay.
Yeah, it's just because I don't care. Fun. Go ahead.
You're doing great.
Tomorrow, we are going on Whatnot at 7 p.m. Central Time for a little rip sales giveaways. That being said, I will finally be ripping some Pop Century for some people who want it. I will not sell all. I'm not going to be doing all of my boxes. I'm going to keep a few of those, but I will be putting it out there for anybody who wants to be a part of it. I also have been toying around with the idea of including in some of these my Dell shirts because I've decided I'm getting rid of them and I'm just going to wrap the cards in Dell shirts.
You're selling your own memorabilia now?
Well, I guess I could sign it. Yeah, then it's mine. But, is Dell going to come back and sue me for that? That part is to be decided. Pop Century is happening, though, tomorrow, 7 p.m. over on Whatnot. We put a link in the Facebook group. You can also just search us on there and you'll find us.
When are we doing it on an Insta Live where you get to rip some of the stuff? We've not done that in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I was saying I would like to do that probably next week, maybe Tuesday next week. I know we said that like a couple of weeks ago that we were going to do it on Tuesday and then we didn't because a lot of things ended up happening.
Surgery, move, tornado.
Yeah. Yeah, bear tornado. Witness. We'll blame it all on that. Oh, next Tuesday, I'm getting my CPAP. It's finally happening. Only 3 months after I was supposed to get it. Last night, I slept for the first time without my snore guard just because I completely forgot it. And I actually slept through the night. But my wife did specifically say, why were you snoring so much last night? And that's what happened. Snore guard.
While we're mentioning drops, we're also going to be live on Amazon.
We're not getting
live.
Paid for that, by the way. I just funded.
No, I was just saying, like other okay. live events we're doing, we're going to be live on Amazon Live.
Oh, thank
like,
you.
Ripping
I meant to
some
mention
cards
that.
And doing stuff like that. So we'll drop links on our social. But you literally just come in as me and Jesse sitting there like two idiots. However, two big changes. One, something that's never happened on camera to my knowledge. Jesse will be cooking. And two, Jesse is really going to be the host of that. I am more the color commentator. You are the play-by-play host.
It's going to be
it's
awkward.
More your
is what he's
I think
saying.
You're
going
to do well.
It's going to be really awkward. It's guys, this is something, honestly, it's just kind of weird. Why are we doing this? It's like QVC for Amazon. Why are we doing it? Because we're like the only ones in the space and we thought it would be fun. And they said, why don't you just come on and check it out for a little bit? So we're going to give it a shot. It's going to be in my kitchen. Mike's going to be breaking. We're going to be watching the game. It'll probably be during halftime, so you're not going to miss much.
20, 30 minutes. We're keeping it short.
Yeah, we plan on going live about 1:30 Central Time on Sunday. So if you guys want to check it out, we'll have links put up. Please follow us there. There
Boom,
you go.
Roasted. All right, back to show content.
All right. Show content is...
Mailbag?
Now, before we get to mailbag, last week we did the listener show off. You put up your post, you hashtagged it SCN Saturday Show Off. Do it again, please. We want to do that again this week and maybe in perpetuity. So if you guys found that fun, if you wanted your cards showed on our socials, please post your photos between now and Saturday morning. And then I think Saturday evening we'll do the official post of, you know, some of our favorite picks. So last thing before we get to the mailbag. Mike's nickname follow-up. So we got some pretty interesting things out here.
Of a show.
I just want to throw out there, guys, I love the enthusiasm on Mike's nickname.
30 seconds.
Mike's nickname would probably be best if it was like really easy to flow from the mouth. A lot of the nicknames that came out were like full on sentences. Like, Mike, why does he get so angry at everybody? Geo, or
it's kind of like your use of the term bottom line. It doesn't make sense.
Mike hates a nickname Jesse.
And it's nine letters long.
So if we still have that window open if you want to throw out some more nicknames for him. There you go. That being said, mailbag.
I lied. I have one other thing you to touch on. Kyler Murray's market, I am very nervous about now. DeAndre Hopkins is out for the rest of the regular season, maybe the playoffs. This is not good. They did not look that great against the Rams. They don't have the easiest schedule the rest of the year. They're also the third seed now because of tiebreakers. You get Green Bay and Tampa ahead of them. I don't know. His market has never really spiked anyways. It was kind of like the conundrum the first few months of the year. Now I'm just like, man, I don't know if there's any reason to buy Kyler Murray either. All negative takes today. Well, I'll end with a positive, then we'll go mailbag. Grizzlies now 9-1 without Ja Morant. I just needed them to hover around 500 until he came back so we'd come back and dominate and make a nice late season run. They're playing unbelievable. Desmond Bane still super. You're looking for like a cheap chase guy. Desmond Bane was a rookie last year. Dirt cheap. I still got a stack of rookies. All raw. None of them were really worth grading. You pay like $1 a piece. They're worth like $2, $3, $4 now. Desmond Bane's becoming an awesome number two type guy, great shooter. And I think when Ja comes back, stuff gets weird. So there you go. Mailbag.
Mailbag. John Boren wants to know, do you expect to see a bump in prices and sales activity once we get past the new year?
Absolutely. We see it every single year. Yep.
Would you say like it's like January 1 or like give it a few weeks or what do you think?
A few weeks.
Okay. Matt DeCarolus. With Fanatics taking over licensing for the major sports, will this help or hurt the long-term, say 5 to 10 years, value of present-day licensed baseball, football, and basketball cards from Panini and Topps?
Like it helps.
You think it overall helps them?
They become more rare. Yeah. They're not in production anymore.
The scarcity. People have that
sense of nostalgia, like, oh, I'm going back to what I grew up with. It wasn't Fanatics, it was Topps and Panini.
Okay.
But I like it. I like it long-term.
Dave Greger. Do you expect a bump in Ben Simmons pricing if he finally gets traded?
Depending on where. You know, like there were some talks. This is totally made up and not going to happen. I want to see him get traded to Brooklyn for Kyrie. I think that would be unbelievable. And the Nets would just house everybody. But it just depends where. If he gets traded to a crap team for picks, you know, him just coming back on the floor because he is not an electric scorer. He's not enough to do it. But if he got traded to a team that was close and he puts him over the top, then yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to ask you, Mike, do your very best to bear with me. This is a longer thing, but it has to do. I have to read a quote. Okay. So it's just a little longer.
So I will. Okay. Here's the compromise. I will allow you to read the whole thing at some point. Because okay, hold on. Let me react to that part because I have very short attention span. So go ahead.
Michael Moran. You're the best sports boy. He knew how to get me to read this.
Hold on. Strong disagree with the open. Okay, go ahead.
So far, so good. Here's my question. Thanks to your website, I got into Star Stock a bit. I've had some wins and some losses, but notice all the breaks I've gotten into, the cards are coming back rated as Star Stock Bs. Real quick, tell us what a Star Stock B is.
Yeah, so Star Stock will kind of give you their opinion of what your raw cards will grade. And that way, too, when you're buying raw cards off the app or off the website, like, hey, I'm going to buy this Ja Morant Prism. It's a category B. It's probably going to be an 8 or a 9. It's not going to be a 10.
Okay.
So a lot of their stuff's coming. Okay.
So he said, I asked why. This was their answer. We have noticed that a lot of the newer products have more printing errors than in the past years. For instance, 2020 and 2021 Optic has a printing error on a large percentage of their cards. These are the type of cards that our graders have no choice but to be. I completely understand your frustration. You would assume that any card that comes out of a break would come back as an A. But because of these printing errors that we do not control, we have to give the card a B. I believe that with different products, you'll notice your cards getting more A's. That's the quote. He says, I have purchased 2020.
Okay, hang on. Okay. The quote to me, by the way, very reasonable. They can't control printing. I don't want somebody telling me, if anything, I want my reviewers to be overly strict with it, because I don't want to send a bunch of stuff and have it come back in eight, and then I'm just burning my money. So yeah, I'm okay with the quote.
Okay. I have purchased 2020, 2021 basketball, prism, optic, and mosaic breaks. All have come back with B grades. Have you experienced what Starstock is experiencing here? Is this due to Panini just rushing product out? It's made me want to buy only graded and NFTs now, and maybe that's what Panini wants a customer like me to purchase anyway. There you go.
So, first of all, yeah, like Mosaic is super difficult to grade. All those chromium finished cards now, surface dimples will ruin a 10. You're not getting a 10 with it almost ever. Centering on Prism was very tough this year. Print lines on the back of Prism was tough. Optic, I didn't rip hardly any, so I can't speak to Optic. But Mosaic and Prism, I saw the exact same thing. Having said that, though, you know, just because somebody else says it doesn't have a chance, well, you know, I would still advise the person, hey, you look at it yourself. What do you think? Although he may just be keeping it with Starstock anyways.
So that was kind of my thought.
In their system. Was if like, that's the case, you got to go by what they say.
Yeah, right. You could actually get it and check it out yourself and see what your thoughts would be. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Panini's doing this on purpose, though. And here's the other thing. This expectation that cards that are pack fresh should be 10s. Well, 10 is gem mint. I expect a card to come out of a pack at least near mint plus, like an 8 or better. Would it be great if they all came out as 10s? Of course. But cards get packed. They get shipped. They get ripped out of packs. They get put in top loaders. I don't just expect 10s on, you know, the majority of stuff.
See, I knew I was doing the right thing asking
that was a
question.
Good question.
I
actually
liked it. Yeah, it was
a good breakdown.
All right. Thank you, Michael, for the question. Chance Johnson, with a growing number of buy-sell groups on Facebook, is there a current website to keep track of it all? If not, do you think this is something that can ever be tracked?
Ask me in a month and I'll tell you what you do all your buying and selling. Teaser. No, boom.
Okay, never mind. Steven Ortiz. Any cards
that was
you guys
a legit quote, by the way.
That was a thank you. Any cards you guys are looking to add to your collection? Also, did you guys figure out a nickname for Mike? Maybe if he was a rapper, Lil Mike. JK, love the show. I like
my
Lil
stepfather
Mike.
As a joke. Used to call me Lil Mikey.
That's not rock. That's not
matter
bad.
Of fact, one of the first times I got married when I was like 14, I think. One of the first times I came home from school, this is no joke either. Jack was like, hey, I noticed some of your cards have autographs and you have those in nice holders because they're worth more. So I just went ahead and signed the other cards to help the value. Dude, I kid you not. I sprinted up my stairs. I was like, you got to be kidding me. He just sat there laughing. I was like, this guy. Okay.
Oh, I like him.
What was the question? The first part. That's, I'm sorry. I got totally sidetracked.
You like Lil Mikey. Now, any cards you guys are looking to add to your collection?
I'll be honest. The house has taken a lot of my capital. And we're doing that. We're working on, I hate to keep doing this stupid vague stuff. I'm just going to tell you right now, until the first of the year, we're going to keep being vague and stupid about it, which I can't stand.
That's fair.
The business idea that we pitched Simmons, which by the way, he did say he thinks he'll get back to me tomorrow, Friday. So that'd be cool.
Oh, great.
I've been trying to keep a lot of my capital free for that. So I have not, I don't really have a ton of stuff on my list now. Cause if I don't think it's attainable, I don't even like waste time with putting on like, okay, this is what I'm searching for. One of the first times in the last 5 years, though, I haven't had like a, hey, if I found this card, I'm buying it. Like sight unseen, no problem just getting it because I've wanted it. My want list is very, very low right now. Brady's also at an all-time high. I hate buying at all-time highs. Even if it's guys, I'm not ever planning on selling. But yeah, in all honesty, that is the reason. I've just been really trying to keep capital free in case we don't get the other investment.
Okay.
Anything on your wish list though? You're still chasing the office set? Is that kind of
the office set? That's a dream that I don't know will ever be fulfilled because
oh, you know what?
We
I
don't
changed
have
my answer.
Product. Why do you this... even ask me questions if you're going to stop? What was your
well,
thing, you, Mike? What did you say?
Well, you kind of like got
no,
off.
No, no, no. Go ahead. What was you going to say?
So you can do the cute you interrupt no. me thing. How does this feel?
I have nothing to interrupt.
You can't
you
keep
with.
A straight face. That's fine. I really want to get the Seinfeld. That's
oh,
my thing.
Okay.
The Seinfeld,
cool.
Because here's the deal. That Seinfeld script is probably like $300-$500 autographed. That's okay. Normally, though, I would have said in the past, I want the PSA 9 bird that's whatever, 25 grand. The Brady that's 20 grand. Right now, I'm just trying to keep everything in house. But I do want that Seinfeld script.
I overall, yes, I would like to pop Sentry other office characters. However, there aren't other office characters in character. They do have other guys from the office, but they were, you know, they're just signing as themselves or from other shows or movies or things like that.
That's ridiculous.
That being said, I am super pumped to rip these packs for anybody who wants them tomorrow night, because honestly, I'm just super psyched to see what's in there. If I get a Taylor Swift, you might get a just a cash buyout off.
What's my cut on this then? Since I gave you this case at allocation, what's me and Eddie's cut?
You don't get a cut, bro. Okay. I don't get a cut when you sell your stuff.
I don't sell my stuff at discount.
Okay, enough. Ian Babcock wants to know. Oh, actually, this is perfect timing. Will Jesse be opening his Pop Century case before the hype for Pop Century is gone?
Ian Babcock. He'll just be selling it because he conned me out of giving my only allocated case. So he can rub the profits in my face.
I asked you before you even knew what it was. I said, hey, I want this case. Do you know where I can get it? You said, here it is. I can get it at this price. I said, let's do it. How is that me taking advantage? I don't see what it was.
If I knew you were going to resell it, I would not have given it
I'm
to
not
you
reselling all of it. And it's yes, fine. I'm going to do some of it. And yes, you would have. So don't put on this show for everybody
it's
on
okay.
the show.
It's okay. It's a weasel move.
Oh, my fine. God. Oh, we...
So weasel move. You know what this is reminiscent of? Let me address this too, because this really irritated me.
Here we go.
What night was Steve and them at your house? That was supposed to come up.
Saturday night.
Okay. I tell you, early in the day, we're coming up. I have no power. My yard is a mess. I have a storm that rips through.
I'm pulling up
text messages. I say, hey, I'll be there in about an hour. Then I decide to start driving up there. I get a text message. Hey, on the way back with takeout, just get your own food. Why wouldn't you ask if we want a takeout? This hurt my feelings. The night before, we're hanging out, we're all doing dinner. Does this make any sense to you? There was no call, no thought, no concern?
I would like to emphasize a major flaw in that story, which was you never gave us a yes or no that you were coming. You had mentioned that you may come. You
that did makes not me feel say, better. I'm fine. That's that okay. You didn't know we were coming.
The only reason why.
I thought so. I'm not going to lie to you. I was upset about this for days.
I knew it. I was like, Sam was like, no, I don't think it. Because like when you texted back and we were like, that oh, well, maybe sense. It's because of the dogs. Because they had their dog here and you didn't want to bring your dogs. I was like, why would they be upset things. About that? And so we were just like, why don't you just be open? Communication, bro. Don't be holding that in. We got to talk about these things.
We just did. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was wondering because I was like, if you knew we were coming.
I didn't know you were coming. Okay, I didn't know you were coming.
I have no gripe. I'm done. See, the good thing about being ADD, I get over things quick too. Boom. Moving on. Next question.
People love this show. I feel like it's going to be a real toss-up.
It's a weird show. Tony. Sim, there's no, I'll tell you who doesn't like this show. There's no way Sim is like, I just renewed these idiots.
I just renewed them. Oh, okay. Bill.
Moving
you're
on.
You're doing a good thing.
Now we're going to end with some actual mailbag. This is good.
Oh, this is going to be really good. Great. Tony Rodriguez.
Yep.
What are your top three in each sport, football, basketball, baseball, of current players?
Like GOAT stuff?
Who do you like for your top three players?
So NFL, I'm Brady and Gronk. In terms of me collecting.
Yeah, I think that's all it means.
Okay. Yeah, I'm collecting Brady, Gronk. I don't know if there's anybody else in the NFL who's playing that I actually am collecting right now. I have a bunch of stuff. Tua. Tua is my other guy.
Okay. All right.
NBA for current guys? I mean, I have a ton of KD. I don't care about him. I'm upside down. I like Ja. I think Ja is interesting.
Who was the other guy on the Grizzlies that you were high on for a minute?
Desmond Bane. I still like Desmond Bane. He's kind of like that cheap chase. I like Joker. I don't really have a bunch of his cards. I like older stuff, though, anyways. I'm not like one of these guys who's chasing, like, you know, aside from Brady, there's no other active player that I'm really chasing to PC. It's Griffey, Ted Williams, Pedro Martinez, Bird and Bill Russell. And then for football, like Jim Brown, Tom Brady, stuff like that. So I don't chase a ton of like active guys. Yeah. So in baseball, there's nobody right now, actually at all. There's not a single person in baseball. I'm like, oh, I like this guy a lot. I want to. None. Not one.
Really? I'm actually kind of surprised because you typically have like a lot of baseball picks. But
now, there's a bunch of guys in baseball. I'm like, hey, I've got some of their stuff because for whatever reason, I think it's I've got some Trouts, long-term holds. I've got some prospects. I say some. I've got a lot of baseball cards, but of active guys, yeah. Like I don't have a favorite player at all in baseball right now.
Interesting.
Not even close. Yeah, I don't watch. Yeah, this I guess that's true.
You really haven't declared a favorite.
And the Red Sox are like a it's fine. I'll be honest. I don't care a whole lot about the Red Sox team.
We're in a little bit of a lull.
Go back to 2004. 2004 when they won the championship, the first World Series in, 86 years. If you gave me 5 minutes, I could probably name the entire starting lineup and most of the pitchers. I could name more from the 04 team by far than I could from last year's roster. Yeah, it's just a weird time right now in sports. And then when Brady retires, same thing. Like, I don't know what I do with football anymore.
We need there to be like an XFL version for baseball. Where's the extreme baseball edition to really change it up? Get it exciting again. I want something like that. Yeah, Tatis needs to set off fireworks every time he hits the ball. His bat is like a firework holder.
Put a little piece of C4 in the bat barrel.
or that. That's also good. Daniel Bellevue, I just received a 2020 Tom Brady Silver Prism PSA 10. Subbed it back in November. Do I sell now, wait for playoffs, hope that they make the Super Bowl?
I don't think there's a wrong answer with that right now. Honestly, the Brady market on stuff is so stupid high. In my mind, that should be a $50 card.
I would like to say you last year, this time, or well, it was probably January, you were saying the exact same thing about Tom Brady. And it was so stupid high. And look where we are now.
Yeah, but a lot has changed. Back then, it was like, hey, the rookie stuff is really taken off. That was cool. Now it's like, hey, this gold prism from 10 years ago was worth $100,000. A gold kaboom sold for 90 grand. Brady is now in the room with me, by the way. He's sitting down quietly. So let's bang out a couple more questions before he starts barking.
Okay. All right. Last couple questions. Let's see. Rob Cards. If Justin Herbert beats Patrick Mahomes for the second time this season in LA, does that increase his value going forward?
Nah, I think with Herbert, I think you got to see postseason stuff because his pricing is so high. I think we need to see that next step to say, okay, now to justify where he's at, he has to win games like that anyways. I think we need to see that and then some. However, if he beats Mahomes, I think I saw today there's a 65% chance they win the division. That gets interesting.
I also would like to know, and I think Rob actually asked this too, would Mahomes' value go down in that case as well, you feel?
No, same thing. Mahomes' value at this point is going to hinge on playoffs. Either he wins and does great and it justifies it. Hey, slow start to the season, but he came back. Or crazy first round exit. Man, this guy's overrated. People are dumb. People figured him out. Big drop. But I don't think either one of these guys value move until good or bad playoff results.
Okay, cool.
Griffey's in here now too. So we're really on thin ice.
All right, we're going to finish it up then. Let me see. Michael Mooneyham, this question's for me. Sports boy, can you buy celebrity cards in retail stores? And if so, where? We've kind of talked about it a little bit already, Michael. Pop Century is really the main product that's out right now that has any kind of celebrity stuff in it, other than probably Allen and Ginter. And Allen and Ginter 2021, I think we just talked about, just released, or it's about to release.
Allen and Ginter regular released a couple months ago. Chrome released yesterday.
Chrome released yesterday. And that occasionally will have some celebrity stuff in it. So if you can't find any Pop Century, which that is much harder to find, it's a Leaf product. That would probably be your next best bet other than some singles your local card shop might have. So
throw me one more card question. We got to end on a card note.
That was a card question just because it was your card question, but whatever. I'll give you
a sports
last one.
Card. Sports
all right. Card. Sports nonsense. Card question.
Can Anthony I bring my dogs to the studio? Have we found that out yet?
I don't see why not. Well, the one we're renting, not the one we own. I don't know. We'll see. We definitely can't do the one we're renting. That place is so small with the cameras and stuff. Oh yeah. We could lose $5,000 in one bark. So Anthony Real. Okay. Ryle, if I decide to cross over SGC 10 to PSA, is there a chance that the card does not get a PSA 10?
Absolutely.
Should cracking the slab and submitting raw be a better option?
Yes. I'm telling you right now, grading companies can say whatever they want. The bias of you sending a card in graded and having it cross over, which is called a GCR, graded card review, you basically send it in the holder and say, hey, if this will cross to a PSA 10, break it out and do it. If not, leave it as is. I just think there's an extreme bias there because they just want to say, you know, because then you can play the card, well, our brand is so much harder to get a PSA 10 of or our SGC. If you're going to do it, I'd just say crack it, which is a dangerous game. Although I'll be honest with you, cracking slabs is not that difficult. Hang the edge off of a table. Hang up, you know, the top edge where the label is. Hang one corner off a table, about a half, 3/4 inch. Take a hammer and smash it. Don't do this dainty little hit where you're like, oh, and then it flips out of you. Smash it. Smash right through. You will break the corner clean off. Quick screwdriver, pops it open, cards out unscathed.
Sports cards nonsense cannot be held liable in the case that your card is damaged. I just want to throw that out there.
I don't care. It's not, yeah. But that is very easy. People sometimes make a big deal out of that. Not that big of a deal to break stuff out. With SGC, though, I would say you got to be careful because it's not, there's not an inner sleeve. It just sits in between the black bordered holder. You do have to be very careful after you crack that slab that the card doesn't drop and ding a corner or something.
Well, there you go. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, everybody.
We had some
everybody.
Ups and downs. I apologize. It's not
I
your
don't
fault.
Think we had that many downs. I think it was a good episode.
With
like
the dog
normally.
Barking. Did you keep recording when the dog barked? No, you cut out.
I asked Ronick to take some B-roll of me nodding my head next time like you're talking and we need footage of me. And that way it like looks like I care of what you're saying. So
you're doing so good. There you have it.
It's a team
so we
effort.
Are back Monday and Thursday next week, correct?
Yes, sir.
Monday and Thursday next week. Tomorrow night, Friday, live on Whatnot. Sunday, live on Amazon Live. Hopefully next week, I would love next week to at least get in the studio and kind of start doing some behind the scenes crap for the YouTube and updates for the show here. That's my goal.
I would love that as well. Goal. I think that's very possible, in fact. So with that being said, guys, we know that this time of year, a lot of people are buying things. If you are looking to buy any card related material, please check out sportscardsnonsense.com/card services, or actually, I think it's just services. But that being said, all of our card promos are there, including for Columbia sports cards, basically anything having to do with your...
Hang on, Columbia Hobby.
Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Columbia yep. Hobby. That's right. Columbia Hobby
supplies
for cards. So use nonsense with them. Starstock, you get $10 on your first $10 or more deposit. Zion cases, Card Ladder, all of these have links, or you can use the code nonsense. Or if you wanted to get one of those displayable things for your cards, we showed it off on our Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, that
all
was
that
the
stuff.
Other one. I knew we forgot a promo
yeah,
code.
So they don't use nonsense, though. They use promo code SCN. And they just dropped their prices as well. So,
or if you want to really give your loved one something great for this time of year, if you give me and Jesse $20,000, I'll let them co-host for a day. Fair.
$20,000.
I'll give them Bill Simmons' number. Perfect. There you go.
Yes. Now that I think we can sell. All right.
Sure. That sounds reasonable. You get to have lunch with Ronick and then do the show with us. There you go.
That's
he's
good.
Always eating during the show anyways. Perfect. Roll it all into one. All right. Sports cars nonsense. Check out the website that it bears the same name. Brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network. Next week's going to be way more. I think next week's going to be way more sport centric.
Stop.
I was telling Ronick before the show.
Down.
I'm not toning it down. Today was a boring day in the world of sporting news, I thought. And Ronick agreed. So I think next week's going to be a little different. And I would like to bring back the read and react thing and we go hobby with it. I think that's got some legs to it. I'm not a big fan of segments in general. I do think that's kind of an interesting segment.
We'll find
Plus
out.
Plus then I get to, you know, review other people's opinions, which I like doing. So.
You love that.
There you go. Brought to you by I think I already said the
You already
podcast
said it. We just
network,
say bye now.
We'll plug them twice, powered by Spotify. Make sure you check us out each and every Monday and Thursday if you would like to enhance the joy in your life.
For someone who didn't want to be on this episode, you
for
were
Mikey
dragging
G,
it
I'm
out.
I'm signing off. That's the sports boy. He's going to talk to you now for 3 hours about Dell. Goodbye.
Bye.